Oh, no, Blue Girl. Welcome back to Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, aka RBN The Voice Notes. Brought to you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter. So, you know how I feel like I've done everything and nothing at the same time? It's real pain because that's time I know that I can't get back. A. And B, it's like, the things that I do are not quantifiable in a sense that, oh, okay, you go to this school, then you get this job. It's like, you know, it's not like that. Or, you go to this school, get this job, and you're on this path, and then it's fine. You know what I mean? Except for becoming like a lawyer or a doctor are quite obvious. You know, like you sort of have to get to your medical school or law school or some kind of thing, and then you can be qualified to practice as such. Whereas being an actor or model, I mean, what really qualifies someone to be any of those things? You know, you can go to acting school or modeling school if you want to. And that could be helpful, depending on what kind of actor you want to be. But these things are so damn broad, you know. I'm just like, my God, I don't even know. Gosh. Not having a support system sucks. I should be right now, I should be home from my friends, making a fool of myself, having a good time, but I didn't make any friends during the last, like, two decades of my life. So, like, it's hard. It's hard. Not impossible, though. Definitely not. God damn, why does every job want to, like, fucking beat me down to it? Like, can I just, like, can I just do the job and then, like, that be that? Why is there a scream and shout? I mean, goddamn, like, that's not an environment which I can work well in. Screaming and shouting all the fucking time. God, like, weird. It's bizarre. Like, can I just, like, can you just talk like a human being to people? What is going on? Goddamn. But I know that if I just had the room to do my thing, it's like in my house, my mother didn't want me to. That one didn't want me to do YouTube videos in my room, and I was like, well, can you skirt away, please? And just let me be myself? God damn. It's weird. It's to the point now where I don't even know what people talk about. Do people even talk anymore? It's like, I'm still gilly. I still want to talk about music and culture and star signs, all those things. I feel like time's running out, and in a sense it is, because it's like the sooner you get onto things, the better. The later you get onto things, that's conversation. But he wants to break to at 40 and spend another decade of like this in hell. You know, oh, you got plenty of time. Like, can you stop telling me that, please? It's like, it's not. I don't want to become complacent. Ever. 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 I feel like if I had a parent who, like, said, okay, you know what? God, that's the thing, I was always on the 10, and I didn't have to get off it. I need to calm down, man.
Gosh, I'm going to take it all the way down today. This isn't an explicit podcast, but doing the No Pants Dance is, like, one of the only ways I can just, like, feel calm. That's weird. Because, like, that's the one time when it's, like, I have to be in one place with another person for an extended amount of time, you know. I need to learn how to slow down and work and not run. I have so much energy. So I have an enormous amount of energy. And I, oh gosh, I just don't know where to put it all. You know, I don't know where it should go. I have so much energy. I can feel like I can climb several mountains at once. God, that's a thing. I just feel like, the relationship takes so much work. Well, it takes so much work because like people are like weird assholes about it. It's like, can you just like just calm down, like, what's wrong with you, sort of thing. It's like, can you calm down for you? Gosh. Yes, I don't have enough of a relationship. This seems stressful. Especially on now. I don't know how to laugh at all the
other things. I usually don't. Gosh. Well, the thing is, though, no one taught me this. Like, no one taught me how expensive a razor should be. And how it's... No one taught me... God damn. Like, each and every day, I'm wondering, like, what should... Like, you know, what's these parents? Like, can you teach me how to effectively navigate this earth? It's like, teach me how to shop for razors. Teach me how to read the back of a packet. Teach me how to make good informed choices. I didn't feel like I was given the breadth or chance to do that. It's like, this is why when I... I don't really got them friends either. Every friend in the country when they want something. Like, every friend who I have has, like, depression and anxiety or something, it's like, ugh. Yucking hell. Absolutely, my God. Effort, energy and everything. And I was like, that was just gonna get me home again. I just felt a job, man. God. Anyway. Like, hopefully the worst of life is like over. Eat together. Glass of H2O. That's the thing. It's not like I've known in my life. I've known in my life to help me celebrate things. If things do pop, when things pop up, not if. My goodness, not if. I mean, I feel for people right now who have, like, children or a relationship, but it's like, I'm kind of glad that I have to figure this out all by myself. I never know what it might be assuming in the wrong direction. It's like, you know what I mean? Every person who I tried to date was like, oh, that's a nice kitchen. Oh, yeah, let's buy a house together. It's like, no, bitch. I need to figure out how to live on my own first, like, and not even on my own first, but, like, can I just, I'm still in the mood process of, like, generating these rules for myself. Can you just, like, just calm down? God damn. Everyone else was dating me. I was like, That's the thing. I think I said on here where it's like, if you can't give me this 10 minutes, then like, you lose your right to the rest of my life. I'm so fucking lonely. Like, I'm not the kind of person who you can talk to in that kind of way, and then still expect life to go on like that. And it's like, and that's the difference between now. I think I've said before that I've never had a chance to have a home because I've never been in a place for a different amount of time. And that's the same for right now as well. It's like, now it's the place where I need to move back to London. As I'm recording this podcast, and it's like, you know, sometimes I hate how I have a sweet, because now it's like, I don't know how to function without one sort of thing. But the most exciting part about my life is that I have room to create all these rules for myself. I eventually were like, you know what, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this, and this is what's going to make me happy. And you know what, I feel like I have more strength than ever, you know. I do. I do. I'm actually happy. And you know what? It's just as important to make a home as it is to move out and explore. You know? Maybe that should have been my number one priority. Like, when? Instead of the career and stuff. Like, God. But someone told me once, friends will come and go. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. I think about backdrop people. I was going to talk about, you know, some people are just here to be here. Some people have a very definitive way of thinking, have a very definitive destiny, honey, where they're born is where they'll stay, and that's all they want out of life. And I don't want to take that away from them. At the same time, I don't want to use them as if that's all they are. You know, like, I'm a humanitarian, like, I don't want to assume that people are stupid or people only do this or only do that. Some people very much do. They're like, well, I don't know what to do with my life, or what I want to do is do this and this, and then that's fine. But damn, it will take a special kind of effort for me to just start doing those things. It truly will. I don't know. It truly will. That's the thing. I want to get out of survival mode. I feel like I feel like people who are on, and on survival mode, I feel like people who are just on survival mode, who don't seem to be honest with you, I mean, from the outside looking in, they're the ones who feel like they need to get a house, they're the ones who feel like they need to, like, buy a kitchen and this and that, but people who are on survival mode, it's like, I can live in a trash can, but I still want to, you know, go out and explore. And it's not about wasting time or whatever. It's about making finite choices, you know? It's like that one who was like, oh, should I go here? Bitch, I'm not dating. I'm like, ugh, you know what I mean? I'm just not in the... I've done all the... I mean, I've done as much exploration as I need to at this moment in time. This is what I like. And if you want to get in my pussy, though, then just give me more what I like. You know what I mean? Like, step up, don't step down and step out, you know? And I hate using people like that. Hate being like, oh, you're incapable of this, therefore this isn't that. No, everyone's capable of, like, amazingly great things. Ugh, God, I thoroughly hate it. You want that, what they want, yes. But it's like, I guess I'm talking in a way that, like, my full potential has not been reached. Absolutely not. So, I assume that everyone else's full potential hasn't been reached. It's like, you know what, I won that award, it's fine, I can sit down. Okay, that I can agree with, but to an extent, I don't know. Like I said earlier on, you know, for any career path, you can win awards and accolades and all those kind of things. But, like, acting is the one where it's like, honey, there are multitudes of, you can bend and contort your way into anything. It's not necessarily the kind of job where, like, you go to work, you do it, and you come home, and then, like, it's done. No, it's like, it's everything. It's making the movie, promoting the movie, getting people to buy the movie, distributing the movie, etc., etc., etc. When you're a doctor, all you need to do is, like, oh, okay, yes, we know that you can perform heart surgery, for example, and then, well, that's it. You don't have to go around selling surgeries to people. Like, I know something's wrong with your heart, but have you thought about getting a new liver? Like, that's not what you do. Like, acting is the only profession that I can think of where it's like, you are saying that, yeah, you want, like, yeah, work with me because of this and this. I'm another guy, like, you know. Ugh. God damn it. You know. And that's the thing too, some people just have no shame, no decorum, no sense of gosh, I can't believe I did that. You know what I mean? Like, that's what people do. Now, I'm gonna say some things, honey, and I'm gonna say things which all y'all do. So don't you even come at me with that. And even though I pretty much didn't do 420, like, yeah. Yeah, 420 is what I gave to be honest with you. And alcohol. Nothing like... Oh, that's the thing. Smoking cigarettes. People just like smoke... People still smoke cigarettes. Like, it's like a... Hell, your body, your choice. But it's like... I don't know. Like, it will give you cancer and it will kill you. And it's not something that, like, will kill you straight away. It's like, well, hello, your lungs over time. By the time you're 50, you'll look like you're 100. Most people look young because they don't... It's because they don't smoke. You know? If you... Yeah, I didn't. I fully want everyone to listen to that. You know. God. Though, I'm half glad that I have a life where I can reinvest in myself. I would then. The people. But then, the process of getting the hive mind is gone. No. I wish that I had a life where it's like, oh yeah, we can all get to this restaurant and we can all get something out of it. But it seems like even to invite one friend to one place, it just seems like such a fucking struggle. It's like, god damn, why? 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 Also, life is in stages as well, but I don't know what stage of life I should be in. It feels like everyone is kind of everywhere. It's like, I just don't know. You know what I mean? But something makes me want to carry on. I don't really like, this is too much, and then suicide is like, no bitch. When I get there, I'll just be harder and stronger and better than everyone else. Hello, you know when like one of the legs gets shot, one gets stronger? Like that. That's the thing too. Many people just work. I'm not saying that they didn't grow. Many people are like, you know what? I got a job and I have this. This is my life. This is the breadth that I can go to. And that's fine for me. And that's great. Blessings to you if you have that. Seriously. Seriously. I'm not joking. I wish that my life was that simple. But something in me just wants to grow and expand. And maybe I should have. Hell, maybe do one thing at a time, then like grow all things at once. But it's like, no, coping with change, but like my life is all about change. Nothing in my life should be really the same as anything else. I need to. Gosh. Life would be so much easier if I didn't have to pay rent. You know what I mean? Like, rent is such a bullet to pay. Oh, damn, I also need. I need so many things, man. Well. I do. Some people can, do I need that? It's like, well, let's take it all the way there. All you'll need is like your vitamins, water, and a bed if you wanna really go for it. But it's like life encompasses so much more than that. And it's like that's what I am right now. No. Definitely. Definitely. And everyone is on a completely different path. Each is as well as the other. And it's like, you know what? I don't have time to falter. I don't. Like, there's once in the library the other day when I was like attempting to finish my goddamn coursework. And I was like, you know what? Shut up. It's the library. Be quiet. And I was like, oh hell. Talk to Mr. Security Guard. Then he told me to calm down. I was like, no, bitch. Tell them to shut the fuck up. And I was like, you know what, girl? Help suiting up. Where's the manager? Of course. And girls was like, I don't believe you. I want to speak to your manager. Of course, because I don't have time, man. I don't have the room to be like, no, bitch. I want quiet. I want to go to the library expecting peace and quiet. That's why I go there. Like, in my own thing, personally, I'm going more to co-work areas and bars and things like that, just because like it's good to have a like, change of scenery sometimes. A. And B, I want to be at least a little bit social sort of thing. And you know, within that, like, hello, you expect noise and stuff like that, but like in the library, I expect quiet. And if it's not a chill out area, then I'm going to like raise the alarm. Are you going to talk to me and my daddy? Yes, I am, bitch. Hey, yo, say something. If not, girl, I'll go on top of you. Hell, if mommy or daddy, mom, if my mother or my father does not want to do anything, hey, yo, granny dearest. You know what I mean? God damn. It's weird realizing now that I did not have any parents growing up. I did not have anyone who was like... I don't have anyone who's like, you know what, Ruben, this is how the world works. Look, isn't it fun and exciting? No. I don't have that. Okay, do this. Okay, but like, are you present? Are you there? God damn. I mean, background people is one thing, but it's like, if that's the case, then why do you have an avatar? Sort of thing. It's like, I don't know. I expect certain people to be like as present as possible in my life. But there's not. They are just not. Of course, life encompasses more than career and like work and things like that. It's just about spending significant time and great moments with people. Yeah, I get that. But it's like, I need to be fulfilled in all areas. Life is not just about okay, just get a job, any job, and then we can have fun ourselves. Like, no, how about we are... You spend half of your time in your job, right, in the grand scheme of things. So why would you spend half your time being unhappy? Absolutely fucking not. You need to be happy. Right? Otherwise, what's really the point of anything? It's scary how it seems like the more of a train wreck you are, the more, at least the media success I have, that there really isn't much about. There isn't much about, like, actually getting up early around something, so on, you know? I think everyone's like hang out and like just like drink and smoke to their death, but it's like, can we have significant interactions with each other? Like, can we like do something as well? That's the thing. If you want me to meet you, girl, let's do something. Let's like go laser tag. Let's do like an escape room. Let's do something. You just think we should be like, oh yeah, I did something, but like, let's hang out. Just cause we can hang out. Like, maybe not. You know what I mean? I can do nothing by myself, you know? And I can watch the shows that I want to. That's the thing. It's like, God. It's like, every person who I dated like, wanted to be my friend or wanted me to be their wife. It's like, God damn. Weird. We are. Right. So, I'm gonna go. Damn. Okay. I need to. Living for the now is great, but it's like, I just know that all the heartache I go through today will catapult open my future. It truly will. I can't wait to do like the side of all your friends. Like, God damn, it's like, it's fine. I know that I have no check going in. And it's absolutely okay. You know. Okay. So I'm gonna go. Like, I'm gonna go. Because I need to. Oh, goodness me, it's gonna look so Open is the wrong word, because, like, I don't buy things because you can buy things. I buy things that, like, speak to me. If it speaks to me to get to a certain thing, then I'll get it. That's fine, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go. So, thank you so much for listening to this podcast of Rambunctious Bombastic Newscast, aka RBN The Voice Notes, brought to you by N, hosted by Ruben Witter. Thank you so much for tuning in. Love you. And stay positive, stay amazing, and let me know what you're doing and where you are on your journey. You know? Have fun. Bye. Mwah.